Let's check in with WEOL at the Lorain County Fair.
Take me to the fair.
Bruce Van Zyke, along with Susie Peters at the WEOL Chronicle Telegram K96 booth. Stop by, register for some great prizes, pick up the Forecast magazine. And if you come to the bee barn, you might get stung by a bee, which I guess is a good thing.
Don Downs?
Don, you are carrying, you said came up to somebody before and you asked them if they wanted any freebies.
Yeah.
And I look down and I see bees on the end of sort of tweezers. Tell me what I'm looking at right here.
Well, these are freebies for anybody that's open for it. We give away freebies for all kinds of medicinal stuff.
Now, these bees then would mean a bee sting you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So explain the sort of the medicinal effects of a bee sting and what things they're used for.
Anything you want to talk about. Anything.
And why is it? Why is there a response to a bee sting that is so beneficial?
Well, it's better for pain than morphine. We work with scar tissue. We work with any kind of cancer you want to talk about. Any kind genetic problems, shingles. We don't really care. The girls don't care.
How is it that you became involved in this type of an endeavor?
There's just too much literature out there for it to all be bogus. You know, even if you toss half of it away as being totally bogus, there's just way too much out there.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been keeping bees for over 50 years, 52 years. I've been stinging people for damn near, 23 and a half. I've been in the apitherapy for 35.
So when we think of bees, for the most part, we think about the honey. We also think about the pollination. But this is a whole other aspect of bees.
We use everything out of the hive medicinally. Everything. The honey, the pollen, the royal jelly. The propolis is a very potent natural antibody. Bee bread. The beeswax. Just anything you want to talk about.
How many? And there was about 100 bees that he has. In fact, I took a picture of it that hopefully Susie at some point will put up on our Facebook page, and you can see the bees on the end of the tweezers. It's amazing what you'll find at the Lorain County Fair.
Take me to the fair.